28.
马太福音28章20节。
Matthew chapter 28 verse 20.
马太福音28章20节。
Matthew chapter 28 verse 20. Verse 20. And teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you, and remember, I am with you always to the end of the age.
这个主耶稣要门徒将他的吩咐、他的教训都告诉弟兄姐妹去遵守。
And here, Lord Jesus is commanding that the disciples teach them everything that Lord Jesus has commanded them.
那这样子，主耶稣就应许常常跟我们同在，直到世界的末了。
And then he also adds that to do this, he will be with us always till the end of the age.
那这些圣礼也都是主耶稣曾经吩咐过门徒的。
And these sacraments are all things that Lord Jesus commanded the disciples to do.
所以我们照着遵守，我们就得到主耶稣同在的应许。
So if we obey these things, then Lord Jesus will be with us always.
那为什么说洗脚礼有属灵的功效？
And why do we say that foot washing has a spiritual effect?
我们请看约翰福音13章。
Let's look at John chapter 13.
约翰福音13章第八节。
John chapter 13 verse 8. John chapter 13 verse 8. Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me."
在这里从主耶稣回答彼得的话，就很清楚的让我们知道洗脚礼有属灵的功效。
And here, through Lord Jesus' response to Peter, we see the spiritual effect Lord Jesus is talking about.
接受主耶稣的洗脚，让我们跟主耶稣有份。
That to have our feet washed is to have a part with Lord Jesus.
我们再请读十七节。
Let's also look at verse 17. Verse 17. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them.
这里又再一次的告诉我们，知道这些事情去做就有福了。
Here it tells us that if we know these things, if we do them, we will be blessed.
那在约翰福音十三章这一段里头呢，至少包括两件事情。
And here in chapter 13 of John, it talks about at least two things.
第一个是主耶稣为门徒洗脚。
The first is the foot washing that was performed by Lord Jesus to the disciples.
这是单向的主耶稣为门徒洗脚。
And this is a one-way action between Lord Jesus and the disciples.
这一个洗脚有属灵的功效，就是让我们跟主耶稣有份。
This foot washing has a spiritual effect, which is for us to have a part or share with Lord Jesus.
那另外一件事情就是主耶稣所提到的，你们也当彼此洗脚。
And the second thing Lord Jesus talked about is that for them to wash each other's feet.
那这个彼此洗脚，它就是一种信仰生活的教训。
And this washing each other's feet is a teaching which we can apply in our daily lives.
这个洗脚礼的本身，它也包括着一些生活上属灵的教训。
And our daily lifestyle teachings that are also incorporated into foot washing.
第一个，主耶稣为门徒洗脚，除了让他们让门徒跟主耶稣有份之外，主耶稣也做了一个提醒。
And not only does Lord Jesus say that foot washing gives them a part with Lord Jesus, but this is also a reminder.
主耶稣提醒我们要一个基督徒要保持圣洁。
And that is for as a Christian we have to be holy.
我们不要再去走那个不对的道路、不义的道路。
We should not walk on the road that is unrighteous or incorrect.
我们请念约翰福音十三章第十节。
Let's take a look at John chapter 13, verse 10. Verse 10, Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you."
十一节。
Verse 11, "For he knew who was to betray him." For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean."
这是一个很重要的提醒。
And this is a very important reminder.
主耶稣说你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。
He said that you are clean, but not all of you.
因为在当中有犹大，他要出卖主耶稣。
Because among them was Judas, and he was the one to betray Lord Jesus.
他要去走那一条不义的道路，不对的道路。
He will walk on the road of the unrighteous.
今天我们成为神的儿女。
Today we are all children of God.
不要因为我们就不要再因为我们的行为 让神的名受到羞辱。
And we should not use our actions to disrepute or to shame God's name.
所以我们不要再去走不义不对的道路。
We should not walk on the road that is unrighteous.
那我们要走在义的道路上面。
But we should walk on the path of righteousness.
那什么是义的道路？
So what is the path of righteousness?
也就是说走在圣灵的当中。
Meaning to walk within the boundary of the Spirit.
那如何能够走在圣灵当中？
If we walk within the Holy Spirit,
就是我们要常常被圣灵充满。
Meaning we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们常常靠着圣灵来帮助我们走这一条人生的道路。
That we continually rely on the Holy Spirit in our daily walk.
我们靠着圣灵的帮助来保守我们的心。
We rely on the Holy Spirit to keep our heart.
靠着圣灵的帮助，我们拿掉心中的愁苦。
Now we rely on the Holy Spirit to take away the sorrows of our heart.
我们靠圣灵的帮助拿掉我们心中的这种坏脾气。
That we rely on the Holy Spirit to take away our bad temper.
我们靠圣灵的帮助帮我们拿掉我们的怀疑我们的怨恨。
To rely on the Holy Spirit to remove our doubts and our hatred.
靠圣灵的帮助拿掉我们的那种贪心。
To rely on the Holy Spirit to remove our greed.
这样子我们祷告能够蒙垂听，我们能够被圣灵充满。
And if we pray in this manner, then we can be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那就会像保罗在加拉太书五章十六节所说的，我们走在圣灵的当中。
And this is what it means in Galatians chapter 5 verse 16 that we are walking within the Spirit.
在我们的生活当中有圣灵来带领我们，我们也顺服圣灵的带领。
Where we're living by the Spirit, that we are continually being led by the Spirit.
再请看。约翰福音十三章第一节。
Let's now turn to John chapter 13, verse 1. Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had not come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
这里提到主耶稣的爱是那种爱到底的爱。
Here it mentions that Lord Jesus' love is the love that lasts until the very end.
那为什么这里要特别提起主耶稣的这一种爱？
And why does it especially mention this great love?
请看三十四节。
Let's look at verse 34. Verse 34, I give you a new commandment that you love one another just as I have loved you. You should also love one another.
我们要彼此洗脚。
That we have to wash each other's feet.
意思就是我们要过着彼此相爱的生活。
Meaning that we have to live a life where we love one another.
用主耶稣的效法主耶稣的爱来爱别人。
That we have to imitate Lord Jesus' love to love others.
主耶稣对彼得说：“你会三次否认我。”
That Lord Jesus told Peter, "You will deny me three times."
但是主耶稣说，我已经为你祷告。
But Lord Jesus also said that, but I have prayed for you.
你会得罪我，但是我还是爱你。
You're going to betray me, but I will love you still.
我已经为你祷告。
And I have prayed for you.
不但彼得否认主耶稣，当主耶稣被抓的时候，所有的门徒都跑掉了。
And not only did Peter deny Lord Jesus, but when Lord Jesus was captured, all the disciples fled.
主耶稣知道他们会软弱，他们会跌倒。
Lord Jesus knew that they will be weak and they will fall.
但是主耶稣为他们洗脚。
But Lord Jesus still was willing to wash their feet.
主耶稣已经为他们祷告。
That Lord Jesus has already prayed for them.
这就是主耶稣的爱。
This is the love of Lord Jesus.
所以我们彼此洗脚，我们效法主耶稣的这种爱。
So when we wash each other's feet, we are imitating this love of Christ.
我们知道一个人在灵性上的成长是神让他成长。
And we know that for someone to grow in their faith, it is God who allows them to grow.
那我们人所做的工作呢，就是撒种，就是浇灌。
And what we are responsible for is to sow the seed and to water the plant.
我们在做这些事情的时候是用着爱去做。
When we do these things, we do these things in love.
我们用爱去撒种，我们用爱去浇灌。
That we use love to sow the seed, we use love to water the plant.
用主耶稣的爱来彼此相爱。
That we use the love of Lord Jesus to love one another.
我们常常是用自己的意识的那种爱来爱别人。
Sometimes we use our own will or our own understanding to love others.
有时候变成用自己的标准来爱别人。
Or we use our own standards to love others.
所以是爱，但是变成用自己的标准 来要求别人。
Even though it might be considered as love, but it's using our own understanding and standard.
哦，所以主耶稣要我们啊，他怎样爱我们，我们也怎样彼此相爱。
So Lord Jesus here tells us that we should love others as He has loved us.
哦，所以我们要常常去思想主耶稣的爱是怎样的爱。
That's why we have to constantly remember what type of love is the love of Lord Jesus.
哦，那这样我们才能够真的达到主耶稣所要求的这种彼此相爱。
And only then can we truly be able to love others with the love of Jesus.
啊，也因为这样，主耶稣才会说。这是赐给你们的一条新命令。
And that's why here Lord Jesus also said that this is, he gives us this new commandment.
请读十二节，十三章十二节。
Let's now look at verse 12. After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, Do you know what I have done to you?
13节。
Verse 13, you call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am.
14节。
Verse 14, so if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
在12节，主耶稣说，我所做的你们明白吗？
So here Lord Jesus asked the question, do you know what I have done to you?
其实主耶稣已经回答彼得了。我若不洗你，你就跟我无份。
And Lord Jesus has already responded to Peter, unless I wash you, you have no share with me.
哦，这是在场的门徒都听见的。
This is something all the disciples have heard.
哦，那为什么主耶稣还问他们，你们明白吗？
So why does Lord Jesus ask again, do you understand what I have done?
因为主耶稣借着这件事情，还要给他们一个教训。
Because Lord Jesus wanted to use this, what happened here for another teaching.
说你们也当像我这样子来彼此洗脚。
Meaning, and he continued by saying that you should also wash one another's feet as I have done to you.
意思就是说，我们要效法主耶稣这一种服事，我们来彼此服事。
Meaning that we have to imitate the servitude of Lord Jesus and how he served other people.
主耶稣常常动了慈心、爱心，他来有所行动。
And Lord Jesus often had compassion on others.
主耶稣看到一些人，他就怜悯他们。
And Lord Jesus often saw, had compassion on others, and showed his mercy onto others.
圣经甚至说，耶稣也哭了。
Bible also describes instances where Lord Jesus wept.
这是主耶稣的这种服事里头包括着伟大的爱。
And this is the great love that was in Lord Jesus' servitude.
所以我们要效法主耶稣这种充满着爱的服事。
And this is how we should also imitate Lord Jesus' servitude.
主耶稣的服事里头也是充满着使命。
Lord Jesus in his servitude, he also, we can also see his determination to fulfill the commission.
主耶稣说，遵行那个差我来者的旨意，来做成他的工。
And he is sent here to do the will of the one who sent him.
因为门徒曾经问主耶稣说，你刚才是不是有人给你食物吃了？
Because one time the disciples asked the Lord, did someone give you food to eat?
主耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行天父的旨意，来做成他的工。
Lord Jesus' answer to them is, my food is to do the will of my Father.
所以主耶稣的侍奉充满着爱，充满着使命。
So we see that in Lord Jesus' servitude, there's full of love and also full of this determination.
今天我们在教会这个大家庭里头，我们也用这样子来彼此服事。
We're fulfilled with this commitment, and as a family in Christ, we should have this commitment.
当主耶稣为门徒洗脚的时候，也一定洗了犹大的脚。
And when Lord Jesus was washing the disciples' feet, he also washed Judas' feet.
主耶稣总是充满着怜悯，主耶稣总是愿意来饶恕人。
Yeah, Lord Jesus is always filled with mercy. He is always willing to forgive them.
如果照人的标准，没有一个门徒是值得主耶稣这样来爱他们，来为他们洗脚。
Because if it was anyone else, no one would be willing to wash these people's feet.
因为这些门徒再过一下子，他们就都离开主耶稣了。
Because in just a matter of moments, all these people will flee from the Lord.
主耶稣已经饶恕了他们。
But Lord Jesus, we can see here, Lord Jesus has forgiven them.
甚至主耶稣在十字架上， 他求天父赦免这些钉他十字架的人。
To the point where even on the cross, where Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they did not know what they do."
这些钉他十字架的罗马兵丁，他们真的不晓得这位就是救主。
And these Roman soldiers who crucified the Lord to the cross, they did not know who the Lord was.
所以我们彼此洗脚，我们要效法主耶稣的这种饶恕。
So when we wash each other's feet, we have to remember to forgive others.
别人因为他不懂道理，所以他才会错误的来对待我们。
It's because they do not understand the truth, therefore they do things to harm us.
我们不是包容他错误的行动。
We do not accept that the action of their actions.
我们是原谅这一个人。
But instead we forgive the person.
那现在我们感谢神，我们现在要来为五位新受洗的弟兄姐妹来洗脚。
And thank God, now we are going to perform the sacrament of foot washing to our five new brothers and sisters.
我们也念一下十三章的二十节。
Let's now read chapter 13, verse 20. Verse 20.Very truly I tell you, whoever receives one of whom I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me.
所以我们接受教会的工人的洗脚，就是接受主耶稣的洗脚。
So when we receive the foot washing from one of the workers in church, therefore we also receive the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以轮到我们的时候，我们心中默祷。感谢主耶稣的恩典，来接受洗脚。
So, when it is our turn, we can say a silent prayer in our heart, and we thank God for Lord Jesus washing our feet.
我们接受洗脚，让我们跟主耶稣有份。
So that when we have our feet washed, we have a part with Lord Jesus.
我们现在请郭执事来执行这个洗脚。
Now we invite Deaconess Guo to perform the sacrament of foot washing.
我们会众唱诗295首。
Congregation, please sing hymn 295.
About to close, to make the whole complete.
Verse
1. His heavenly dress, the Savior came to earth. Clothed the veil of mortal flesh and bowed his head in death. He gave us this example that we his will complete by following his teaching to wash each other's feet.
感谢神，我们的洗脚礼到这里，我们现在请我们的诗班来献诗赞美神。
Thank God, this concludes our sacrament of foot washing. Now we invite the Canoga Park Church Choir to present a couple of hymns.